process is the point. What your hands are doing now, each motion,
one,
the rhythm and time,
three,
it feels so right, so good.
And fluid.
Increment by increment,
feels
making
good.
Progress towards something.
Progress and purpose.
Idle hands are the devil's plaything.
Focus.
Let your idle hands be your own toy. Pure bliss and focus and flow state as fingers and knuckles and palm and wrist makes and remakes. Even if what you're making isn't perfect, even if it isn't clear, the fact that you are making and your hands are doing is the point.
Perfect.
All you have to do is let my words sink into the background and let your focus be on the work. Each motion becoming more fluid, each step becoming easier to do without even noticing it, zoning out and letting your mind be absorbed by the process, the project, the practice, and after a moment locking back in to be surprised by how much you've done and how well you've done it.
You make more progress.
Each step becoming better each time you repeat it, your fingers becoming more familiar with the material and the movements until there is a point where they are indistinguishable.
At one,
fast when you need it, slow when you need it, soft when they need it, strong when they need it, overcoming the inertia of idleness and inactivity. Even when skill falters, just doing something with your hands is a must.
Don't resist.
Doing anything that pushes the project further and faster and stronger. Art and artistry must be brutish, basic activity first. Rough sketches, beginning knots, starting simple assignments your fingers feel pulled to produce. And the ease of doing it is so simple, slippery, soft, and satisfying when you can just let my words sink into the background and let your focus be on the work.
Progress is so much easier.
Let yourself become aware, not necessarily of what you're doing, but what you want to do. What do you feel? The material and the medium and the mechanics of it all, the tools and the tendons responding to your desire. It feels good to just let my words sink into the background and let your focus be on the work. Because idle hands are dull toys, so much energy in them waiting to be released.
One,
the sensation of static and antsy arousal making them want to move, want to make, want to do more, accepting the mistakes, accepting the edits, accepting the need for improvement. Because perfection can come later. What matters now is action.
All
time and energy invested, any energy will do.
It also
pleasure or pain, lust or longing, devotion or deviation, inspiration from any source. Imploring you to let your hands move, make, and dance. Let my words sink into the background. And let your focus be on the work.
One,
two, just start.
Three,
and once you start, you'll flow. And once you flow, it doesn't really matter if it makes sense, because creation is the point. The activity is its own reward.
This work is for your idle hands.
This is a craft you want to do. Your fingers want it even more than you, and so they pull. Twist and tease or touch and tap or take this art from nothing into something. With even the slightest permission from your mind,
let it zone out.
All they need is the materials and the time. All they need is your own confidence. All they need is the materials and the time. All they need is your own confidence in yourself to throw away self-conscious inactivity and just let your idle hands be your workshop. All you need is to let my words sink into the background and let your focus be on the work. Translating straight from mind to fingertips, straight from your heart to your hands, from your libido to reality, the only thing stopping you is inaction. And as long as you let your idle hands feel that pull, inaction. connection will be
feels right.
Reduced.
Something left.
Because it feels so good to make
love.
To move your fingers, use your skills, develop that talent. Stagnation and stillness isn't for you, and you could just let my words sink into the background and let your focus be on the work, enjoying it, being present in it, and understanding that